This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I don't know about you, but I'm on the edge of my seat, very excited about another hour of companionship here. Along with all the folks listening around the country, and actually you can hear us because if you go to djvshow.com, you can hear the full show all day long as long as there's a stream that's feeding into it. Apparently we had a little problem with that. And from time to time, you know, technology's not perfect. Ask Victoria, who's not perfect. Jennifer's not perfect. Jay's not perfect. However, I, on the other hand, may be considered at the top of my game, or maybe at the... the end of the game. I'm not sure which it is. I'm happy to be here.
I love working with you because you're so humble.
And thank you very much. Yes, very sweet, isn't it? The DJV
program. Throws us under the bus, and then he's just so humble.
Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. That's right. Jay Kirshner. Did you see the note I sent you yesterday from a listener, a fellow who's been listening to the program for a long time, said that he didn't understand why people didn't like the program because you learn so much by listening here. And I mean this as a tribute to all of us. Yeah, am I proud of what we do? Absolutely. Because this is the only really independent radio program doing conversation that exists anymore. The rest of the people doing it are connected to some big church or some big company, big advertiser, and that's not how this program works and not how the people on it work. So it's kind of nice to understand. Now, we all come from different places, but we come together. And there's a lesson in that. I don't mean to hit you over the head like a sledgehammer, but we all do come, Jay, Victoria, Jennifer, and I all come from very different places in terms of our attitude toward things, in terms of our life experiences, in terms of what we feel is important. But we all find each other to be important, and because, you know, you can. It's a great lesson. And I don't know if I really, when I put all of this together, thought that was my goal. I just wanted to find good broadcasters and people that could, you know, understand and discuss the issues with some degree of competence. And so, you know, the fact that we have this family that loves each other is it's very cool. That's all. It's just nice and warm and wonderful. And I'm very thankful without being silly about, you know, who does what. It's just in the reality is something I'm very proud of and very happy to be a part of, frankly. And so I applaud. I can do it one person. Is it considered applause if only one person does it, or is it applauding? What's the correct reference? Anybody know? Applauding.
I think it's applause. The act of applause.
Applause.
It's applause. Laughing.
Yeah. That's right. All right, so, Jay, let's go to your neck of the woods. Louisville, Kentucky.
How is that her
street.
Neck of the woods?
Well, it's
her region.
It's next to the state.
It's
next
within
door.
A two-hour drive, so it
right, exactly. The city, they are launching a guaranteed income program that'll give the participants $500 a month guaranteed for a year with the goal of relieving financial strain while they go to school or learn a trade or start a career. So I wonder, most people would not think that would be a program that would start in the Mid-South. Most people would say that would be a program that would start either in the Northeast or maybe in California, but not there. I don't know if you've heard about it or not, Jay. I wonder how all of us would react to this. Some people would say it's socialism, right? Communism. It's giving money away to people that, why do they deserve it? They haven't done anything yet.
Well, it's for select youth. It's aimed at lifting young adults out of poverty because,
yeah.
No, like, people are always talking about millennials aren't having kids. Well, not all of us can afford kids. Millennials are starting to, and Gen Z even, are starting to buy houses with their friends and cohabitating with friends. Again, because everybody is in debt before we've even made it out of school.
Yeah, right. That's true. All right, while we're in Kentucky, shall we discuss the fact, why, what are you laughing about?
I'm just laughing because, like, it's the way you're always like, so, Jay, while you're living in Kentucky.
Well, no, I said we're in Kentucky discussing an issue that is for Kentuckians.
But right? Think about this. The price of housing from, Doug, when you were in your 20s to now what 20-year-olds are dealing with, completely different. The price of college and universities, completely different. Minimum wage, still the same.
Yeah.
And it's hard because I hear boomers always like, oh, I bought my first house for $40,000. I'm like, what?
That's
like,
me.
It doesn't even,
here I am.
Yeah.
Must be nice. Yeah. What was that like?
Must be, yeah, exactly.
It was, well, it was very interesting because I didn't have any money. I got married way too young. I was just 23 years of age, and I didn't want to live in an apartment. Tony was living in an apartment, and it was actually an apartment, an old farmhouse in a different part of town. And I thought, well, there's the place up the street that had actually been my second home as a youngster growing up was for sale, and it needed a lot of work. It was a big old rambling farmhouse. So the fellow who owned it had a price tag, I think it was $80,000 that he wanted for it, and I offered him $45,000, and we agreed at $48,500. I remember it like it was yesterday, and I had $400 in my bank account. So I had to do some fast talking. So I went down to the bank. This is the bank where I've been all my life, still am. And the fellow who was the president, his name was Charlie Hickson. He knew me. And so I went into his office. I said, Mr. Hickson, I have just signed an agreement to buy a house and I don't have any money. So he looked at me and he smiled and he pulled out a form in his desk and he said, here, just sign this. So I signed it, and 3 weeks later, I had an approval on a mortgage.
Must be nice.
The payments were $483 a month. I remember all of that stuff.
Wow.
But today, it is so different. It really is.
That's less than a car payment, and then you paid for a house with that.
Yeah.
I mean, we have to understand that the value of the dollar has gone up, but the way housing prices are right now, I don't know how. If I didn't have a family connection to get into mine, and I could buy out, half, I basically bought half a house. It is really hard to imagine.
A house is better than no house at all.
Yeah, but at least it gets you in the real estate market, and then you have to consider property taxes. And I was been doing a lot of events lately, and I was speaking at a group this weekend on Sunday night, and they were talking. We were just talking about the amount of property taxes. I mean, now it's not unheard of to pay like $900,000 for like a 3-bedroom house in Southern California. It's ridiculous, and that's $10,000 extra that you're going to be paying in property taxes. And every time, and I understand that this makes people feel good, when you see bond measure on your ballot, that means increase in property taxes. And people think, I don't think people realize that. And so it's like, oh yeah, we want to save the parks. Yes, we want to do all those things. But we don't get any accountability on all that money, yet our property taxes keep going up and up and up and up and up. Yeah. And that's
California is cutting its own throat, and more so than any other state in the country, frankly, really badly.
And how can anybody, if you can even afford a house, then how can you afford the taxes every year on top of your payment?
I remember when I told you that little bungalow that I had down in Santa Monica Canyon, it was 1,400. It was on a lot, 2,800-foot lot. And the house itself was like 1,500 square feet. And I paid more in taxes for that bungalow in Santa Monica than I paid for my 145-acre farm here in Framingham with a rather decent house. Would you say that my house was decent? You've seen it, Victoria.
It's a decent house.
Beautiful. Yeah. So, it's a cock. Everything's
land
cockeyed.
And stuff. And it's, first of all, it's California. It's also oceanfront, or near the ocean.
I was a block from the BCH.
Right. And so, and I live on the beach on the East Coast, and I see the prices are just...
But they've abused the privilege, though. It's become abusive.
If people keep paying it, then...
Yeah, they do, but they're not in California. Things are coming unwound in California, for sure. People,
I mean, there are two-bedroom apartments where we live here in our little community village, and the two-bedroom apartments, they start at $750,000.
Yeah.
Which actually, in New York City, you can get a one-bedroom for $750,000. Mm-hmm. So I guess, I'm sort of distorted. Like when Jen says you can get three bedrooms in a house for how much was it, Jen? For $900?
That does not include a yard with grass.
No. That sounds like a bargain to me. Because brainwashed by by seaside and New York City real estate. So,
I was keeping us in Kentucky. Remember a few minutes ago I said, while we're in Kentucky, the story of Medina Spirit, who was the winner.
Medina Spirit.
Medina's, okay.
Yeah, Medina Spirit.
Medina's house in Ohio. Anyway, so Why was this horse stripped of its Kentucky Derby title from last year? What did the racing commission find?
And the horse is dead, by the way.
The horse died. Yeah, of a heart attack. Well, Medina Spirit got stripped of the... this is only the second time it's ever happened in the Kentucky Derby history to be disqualified over a drug test. But there was an ointment, betamethasone, which is a steroid that reduces inflammation and pain. It's a common thing. They're just not allowed to have it on race day. And so apparently this came up in the horse's blood work. Bob Baffert, the very famous, probably the world's most famous trainer, said he had no idea how it got into his system. And so now he's been suspended. Well, I mean, these trainers on that level are so hands-off. They're not with the horses every day. They show up in a suit and tie, and they get the trophy, and that's about it. And so somewhere on the ground something happened.
Did he own the horse?
No, he's just the trainer. So somehow it got into the horse's bloodstream, and so now, after a year, this has been coming up on a year of investigation, so now the $1.86 million prize money is now going to Mandaloon, which was the horse that finished in second, and that trainer is Brad Cox, so now that horse will be bumped up to be the new winner, but I wonder how it works with gambling, right? Because so many people who bet on Medina Spirit and then he won, so you take your winnings home. I guess they're not going to go and collect everybody's winnings.
Well, when you look at how...
That would be a big endeavor to track all those people down.
Yeah. Speaking of that, last year, casinos in America had their best year ever. $53 billion in business at casinos in America. $53 billion won by the casinos. 21% more than the year before. So the house never loses, right? And this doesn't include the casinos owned by the Indians, the tribes. They also have their record years.
Yeah, they haven't given specific numbers yet, but they also have reported that they had a record. Look, people weren't traveling, right? I mean, people were at home, and sports betting is so big now in so many states.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I'm not surprised. But I think one of the things, the Vegas casinos actually did pretty well with in-person gambling.
Yeah.
So that was interesting. People
went to Vegas.
Yeah.
A lot of money, man. A lot of money in that stuff. A lot of money wagered on these, as you suggested, on these betting on everything. 18 past the hour, you're listening to today's DJV program.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Yes, I'm so sorry about the wait, ma'am. I'll be with you shortly. Carrie, how many appointments did you book at 2:30?
Jin's physical therapy clinic is pretty stretched. He needs another PT before patients get bent out of shape.
You get fresh ice pack, Ms. Davis' name.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Iron.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Alexia Kulwick, who runs the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund.
It's ridiculous the amount and number and confusion of regulations that can apply to a small farm. The government doesn't tell you what to charge for your radishes, but they will tell you what kind of zoning you need, what kind of license you need to sell it, even though you're selling it directly from your farm. Such a large number of regulations that the small independent farmer might have to face.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's get to our trending items. 23 after the hour here on the DJV program with Jennifer Horn at Jennifer Horn Radio, Instagram On Air Victoria at On Air Victoria at Jay Kirshner. You can find me at Doug Steffen. Here we go with this hour's trending items. I was asking Jay earlier about Sam Hunt, because I'm not a fan. I don't know that much about him. All I know is the story of a guy who's got a pregnant wife who's cheating on her. The guy needs to be brought out back and perhaps handled by a few big tough guys, would seem. Who's the wife? Is this wife a singer, too?
No, she's a nurse. Hannah Lee Fowler is Sam Hunt's wife. He is big in the country world, had some crossover success with Body Like a Back Road. Right now he has the song 23. And his wife filed for divorce, and in those divorce papers, after nearly 5 years of marriage, it was also made public knowledge that she is pregnant with the couple's first child. That was not public knowledge before. So,
How far along is she?
She's due in May.
Oh, God.
And
now she has to file for divorce from this jackal.
Yeah, she's seeking child support, primary custody, 3 different types of alimony.
I didn't know there were 3 different types of alimony. What? I thought alimony was alimony. What do you mean 3 different kinds of alimony? What does that mean?
Transitional alimony, rehabilitative alimony, and alimony in future.
Really? So usually the stuff that happens right away is the most expensive for the offending party. So it's the transitional stuff is usually like when you see those huge numbers, like $25,000 a month or whatever, and then the future stuff kind of levels
off. So why do guys do this? They think they're not going to get caught. Is their ego that big? Or
they can do so many different kinds of things. Well, he was in a DUI. He had a DUI situation back in 2019, I think, not too long after they got married. Mm-hmm. And it is... it's a common rumor around Nashville that Sam Hunt has a taste for pretty blonde bartenders. Mm. Not always blonde, but pretty bartenders, I should say. Yeah, yeah, and there were rumors that he was possibly coming home from somebody else's place that night that he got DUI. Yeah. Again, all quote-unquote, air quotes, allegedly.
What a jerk. Okay, so here's Meghan McCain taking a shot at the cast of the new Sex and the City movie or TV, whatever it is, the series.
Yeah, and just like that, she made her comments back in December, but the cast is speaking out about it now. Some of Meghan McCain's comments were that wokeness basically killed, and just like that, and that they had to do all of these things because apparently it's too boring to be a white cisgender woman anymore. Those were Meghan McCain's comments. And then Cynthia Nixon and Nicole Ari Parker chimed in, and they were saying that that's not the case. They disagree. The show is so beloved. Reruns are running for all these years. This is a kind of a different show, but the same show, the same characters.
Well,
things were
Cynthia
being
Nixon
up.
Would be first in line to take a shot at that because...
Yeah, but you know what? As the resident New Yorker here, I agree with what Sarah Jessica said. And she said, you know what? Maybe in your living room or when you step outside, everything still looks the same. And maybe it's the same in the grocery store, but that's not how life in New York City is. And she's 100% right.
Different.
New Yorkers live there for the diversity. So Meghan McCain, take a seat. Don't watch the show.
Yeah, and also one of the things I like that she said was comments like that say more about the person saying them than what the actual
100%.
Situation is.
100%.
Take a seat and don't watch it. What I always say, you don't like the program, turn it off.
Yes.
Hello.
You got a lot of 20, other options.
28 after the hour.
That dinner was delicious. What's next?
I'm thinking just the check.
Do you frequently have gas, bloating, diarrhea, stomach pain, or loose oily stools after eating? One or more of these symptoms could be a sign of exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, and it may be time to talk to your doctor.
If you have EPI, Creon may be right for you. Creon, pancrolipase, is an oral prescription medication that treats EPI. Creon replaces enzymes you may be missing to help you break down food properly.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosis and colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Do not chew capsules or contents as this may cause mouth irritation. Tell your doctor if you have unusual or severe stomach pain, bloating, trouble passing stool, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, worsening of painful swollen joints, or allergic reactions. Other side effects may include changes in blood sugars, gas, dizziness, or sore throat and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Talk to your doctor about Creon, the number one prescribed EPI treatment, and visit GoCreon.com. That's GoCreon.com. Or call 1-800-633-9110.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at...
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As Russia invades the sovereignty of Ukraine with troops and military hardware, President Biden has put a sanction on Russia.
Far beyond the steps we and our allies and partners implemented in 2014. And if Russia goes further with this invasion, we stand prepared to go further as with sanctions.
The sanction imposed by the White House against Russia cannot solve a thing. Anatoly Antonov, the Russian ambassador to the United States, said on social media, "I don't remember a single day when our country lived without any restrictions from the Western world. We have learned to work in such conditions and not only have survived, but also to develop our state." End quote. A jury on Tuesday found father and son Gregory and Travis McMichael and their former neighbor William Bryan guilty of hate crimes when they murdered Ahmaud Arbery nearly 2 years ago in a Brunswick, Georgia neighborhood. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
President Biden announced new economic sanctions aimed at Russia Tuesday and said the invasion of Ukraine was beginning after Russian President Vladimir Putin deployed troops into eastern Ukraine.
Last night, Putin authorized Russian forces to deploy into the region, these regions. Today, he asserted that these regions are actually extend deeper than the two areas he recognized, claiming large areas currently under the jurisdiction of the Ukrainian government. He's setting up a rationale to take more territory by force, in my view. And if we listened to his speech last night, and many of you did, I know, he's setting up a rationale to go much further. This is the beginning of a Russian invasion of Ukraine, as he indicated and asked permission to be able to do from his Duma. So let's begin to, I'm going to begin to impose sanctions in response far beyond the steps we and our allies and partners implemented in 2014. And if Russia goes further with this invasion, we stand prepared to go further as with sanctions.
Biden's sanction deterrent, targeting two Kremlin-backed banks and restrict Russia's government from trading its debt on Western finance markets. Biden also teased more sanctions against Russian business leaders and their families. It should be noted, in 2014, when Russia invaded and annexed Crimea from Ukraine and built rebellions in eastern Ukraine, it was allowed to stand under Vice President Biden's watch. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Emma Lindbergh is here, Senior Director of Education and Programming at the National Farmers Union.
We see a lot of folks who are new to farming, who are just starting out in their operation, still looking for those resources to help them get up and running. They just love the opportunity to network with other farmers and, you know, learn what farmers are doing. Maybe it's something that they took on at their own farm.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Like 34 after the hour to me. By the way, it looks to you, ladies.
I don't believe so.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. There was a let's see. There was a pause that refreshes there.
I thought it was a rhetorical question for a second.
Yeah, no, I never ask rhetorical questions. I always ask questions that deserve an answer, I hope. DJV program, Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner at the ready to win the day. Everybody ready to win the day? Never look at the day as, even if you're having a tough time, you're going to win. Eventually, think about winning. And what was it? Who did that, the winning? That was Charlie Sheen, wasn't it? Winning.
Remember that? Different kind of winning, but
with that Tiger's blood. I keep thinking of like, all I do is win, 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 no matter what. That's what we should all be jamming out to right now.
All right, so let's go to Camden, Maine, speaking of winning. The U.S. Toboggan National Championships taking place with teams like Slush Puppies, Chowderheads, and Fast and Flurriest. They're waiting to come down the chute in the Camden Snow Bowl. Ever been to Camden, Maine? Any of you?
No.
Camden, Maine. It's a seaside community up the one in Maine. It is a very much, it is a, the definition in the dictionary. When they're looking for a definition of a tourist trap, there's a picture of Camden in there. That is a, but it's a beautiful little Maine town. It's just like one of those. They're all over the place. Vermont. When I was up there last week, when I went up to look at the farm that my son's in-laws are thinking about buying, I went into this little town, and it was the quintessential Vermont tourist trap. With all the Vermont Country Store and this, that, and the other thing.
Oh, but that's so cute.
Yeah,
I love New England architecture and New England towns. And that's just, oh,
it's like
that's
a Hallmark
adorable
movie.
Yes, yeah. Totally. That's adorable.
Yeah.
Only Doug would be like, ugh, it's a tourist trap. Or it's people surviving and having small businesses and thriving when people visit. You know,
I wasn't doing
it. There's another side to it.
Okay, so we have in New Jersey, we oftentimes focus on things that happen in the places where we are. I'm in New England,
and sometimes where we're not, like in Kentucky, where Jay doesn't live.
I didn't suggest she does. She was next door.
You have definitely
close.
Mixed up Tennessee and Kentucky before.
Well,
that's not true, a first.
Why are you calling that to everybody's attention at this
point? I'm just saying it's funny.
Oh, it is. Well, that's I'm glad that I'm amusing you. I'm here to amuse you. That's good. Okay, so in New Jersey, where Victoria lives, there's a bill that would end snow days in school, which seems to make some sense when you think about it. I think they're abused often anyway because kids have wimped out. When I was a kid, I used to walk 2 miles.
Uphill, both ways, barefoot.
Yeah, right, exactly. No clothes. Anyway.
Everything costs a nickel, including a house.
Yeah, the one-room schoolhouse that you used to go to, right?
Actually, the one-room schoolhouse, literally, when you were here, Victoria...
There is a one-room schoolhouse.
I pointed out to you, across the street from my house is a Quaker meeting house.
Yes.
Which originally was Framingham's one-room schoolhouse. That's what it was. It was built in the early 1700s, revived, but it sat... When I was a kid, we used to have Saturday night potluck suppers in that house, in that school. Hadn't been used for a school for a long time, but my Uncle Sam, who was my second father, who lived in that, we were talking about the house that I first bought, that was the house that he was born in. His mother was Louise Parker Mayo, who was the women's rights person in the, what, 20s and 30s, I think? Anyway,
yeah, I know that name for sure.
Yeah, so she lived up the street from me on the farm, which eventually became mine. And anyway, so the point is, what was the point? Oh, they went to school, this one-room schoolhouse. Everybody, when Sam was a kid, it was everybody in this end of town went to that school. They used to go to school on barges that his family, they got into the school bus business because the father hitched up a team of horses to a sled in the winter into a regular old wooden wagon and went around this part of town, picked everybody up and brought them to the school. And that's
I bet there were no snow days, right?
That's why they had the sled and
the
horses.
Way to bring it back, Victoria. Look at that.
Well, so this new bill in New Jersey
is
basically proposing that we all live just like the way Doug described, and there will be no more snow days. Now, it's a little more high-tech than a wagon and a horse, but instead of having a snow day, because virtual learning actually went fairly well in the state of New Jersey, and so they said that this new bill would propose that instead of just having a total day off from school, they would move remote for the day or maybe 2 days if they couldn't get access to the school and the roads were, you know, were really bad. So I think it makes sense, right? The other alternative is the school year goes way into the month of June, which costs more money because it's electricity and it's, you know, there are just a lot of other costs that go and the busing and everything. So if you can get the school year to be shortened by making sure that they don't have days off for snow days, I just think it's a win-win. I mean, kids are going to hate it,
but
whatever.
It's already working, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
I don't think that Zoom school is helping kids long-term, but
right.
For a day or two, if it means they don't have to tack on a huge amount of time at the end of the school year, well, why not?
Yeah. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yep. All right. Makes sense, as a matter of fact. Now, with the weather is a problem with people walking. This year has been very bad where I am, ice, snow, mostly ice. And so as a result of that and other things, like people don't know how to drive, pedestrian deaths gone way, way up. The governor's, this is collective, the Governor's Highway Safety Association looking at numbers that are record high. And this started and became sort of more of a problem during the pandemic. The pedestrian deaths went up. Let's see here. Crashes killed more than 6,700 pedestrians last year, up 5% from the year before. And the worst states, Arizona, California, Florida, Georgia, New York, North Carolina, and Texas. More than half of all of the pedestrians killed were in those states. New Mexico has the highest rate of pedestrian deaths per resident. Now, why would that? There aren't that many cities in New Mexico. Well, there must be, the driver's got to be.
I think
it,
this
awful.
Is just, what I don't know that factors? This is cities. This is you know, just regular suburbia. And I think that, you know, a lot of things, they said that the stress from the pandemic was, you know, everyone is at, like, the peak stress level.
But so they don't know
so
how
that
to
causes.
Drive?
Well, that causes distracted driving. Maybe you don't respond in the same amount of time that you would if you're not distracted and stressed. I also think that texting is a huge part of this. I've seen cars weaving
it's
in and
huge.
Out of the
I know.
I mean, it's just, you see people
and
that look like they're drunk.
On their phone.
Yeah.
Well, and you look at social media and you see how many people are doing stories or on their social,
right.
like Instagram or Facebook live while driving.
Yep.
Like, can you put your phone down? Is it really this important in this moment in
time? It's so selfish. That's all it is. It's selfishness. Don't parents teach youngsters anymore how to not be or
well, but
to
it's
think
not
about
parents,
other than themselves?
But it's adults. I mean, it's not just, it, well, these aren't just all 17-year-old
but
kids.
But at some point
I
in time,
plenty of adults doing this.
You know, I think we live in a place that we've gotten to a place in culture with everything that, blame technology, blame pandemics, whatever, where people are so concerned with their own world that they're not concerned about, like, contributing to the world that we all live in, right?
Yep.
And you see this, I mean, it scares the heck out of me, these Oculus headsets. Like, I know they're big and cool and trendy. But you're literally telling people that they can create their own world, which makes people think that everything revolves around them and their actions, and no one's contributing to the greater good. And it's the same thing with people who are texting. They care about their text or their Instagram, not the person who's walking through the crosswalk.
All right, as long as we're worrying about things, let's worry about a couple of other things. Those people who are swearing too much... There are people who think, oh.
I don't know what you're bleeping talking about.
I know, right?
I know. We all do it. The penchant we have for profanity, I have been known. I am, I've been up and down over the years, but I have had years when I was pretty vulgar, frankly. And every once in a while I can go down that road. This study suggests that swearing is good for you because it helps relieve stress. It dulls the sensation of pain, especially when you injure yourself.
I prefer cussing and crying all at the same time. That helps.
Yeah. Well, the other day when I dislocated my shoulder, I fell down. It's a good thing there wasn't a microphone nearby because everything that came out of my mouth was a blankety blank blank blankety blank. And apparently that's good for you.
Well, just think about how good does it feel, right?
Right.
If you stub your toe or something, you scream out the F-bomb, you know?
Yeah,
I mean, it
right.
feels so much better to just release that.
How did all of this... I'd like to go back. You know me, I love to go to the beginnings. When did swearing start? And why is the F-word bad? Why are these other things that are taken when supposedly the Lord's name... I remember when I was a youngster... And I said something in front of my mother about Jesus Christ. It was like I was, hello, what are you, huh? How dare you? And I thought I was going for a couple of years. I was heading straight for the hole.
Well, it's biblical not to use the Lord's name in vain. So that's part of it.
Right.
I don't know when words got so much power as, you know, like cuss words. But
that's
I think
the question,
been
yes.
Around
right.
for a very long time.
Every time
well,
I say...
Well, location, too, because isn't it in England that certain swear words that you wouldn't see on TV here, it's
over
normal?
There. You can see them on cable now all the time. Watch an episode of Yellowstone.
Right.
you get
well,
plenty
the
of that.
Just to answer your question, that was recorded in a dictionary in 1598, and it's derived from the Latin word futere and the old German word ficken slash F-U-C-K-E-N, which means to strike or penetrate. And that's how it became slang for doing the nasty.
Well, under the circumstances, when I was a kid, it was fornication under consent of the king. That was what this supposedly meant.
Which is actually a myth. I mean, that is...
Yeah, of course it's a myth. It's all a myth.
Yeah, but it is... I have heard that before. That is funny.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, and something else to worry about. Bald eagles have lead poisoning. Uh-oh. America's national bird has a problem. They're testing them. I don't know how they do. How do they get a... How do they catch them to test them? What, a lot of... DD
tranquilizer darts? I don't know.
Oh, really?
I mean, most of them are tagged, or maybe all of them are tagged, right? Or, I'd say most.
So how are they getting lead exposure? Is it just drinking the water in lakes? Or
they
is it food where they are eating? Where is this coming from?
Lead from ammunition. So when they're eating stuff that's been shot. They think it's coming from that. Or fishing tackle, which I wouldn't necessarily think of fishing tackle as lead, but I guess the hooks are.
Yeah, well, some of the weights are. The weights.
Yeah, oh, the weights.
The weights on the fishing.
I'm not a fisher person, so I don't know that, but
Well, anyway.
But the bad thing is, though, as we've now rehabbed this entire population from beyond decimation since 1972, now they're concerned that this is killing the population by 4% every year, so we're kind of heading in the wrong direction.
Well, that story may be recounted in the DJV download in the next 24 hours every day, a different download every day. You can now we get the stream back up, so you can listen to the DJV show most of the time. The full show at djvshow.com. And a summary of the episode every day at DJV download, or rather, djvshow.com, or in fact, wherever you get your podcasts. 48 past the hour.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
This week on RVER, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm sorry, I can't operate on that vehicle.
But, Doctor, you took an oath.
That RV, it's my son's RV.
Oh, Doctor, isn't there anything you
can... I'm not a miracle worker, Sheila. I'm an RV surgeon, trained to save the lives of large injured recreational vehicles, which is definitely a real profession.
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered. See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Appian.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, The medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Past the hour now, time for a weekly visit from Uri Geller using his psychic powers. You know, I'm recalling our conversation last week and what it. I was thinking about it all week long, and I wonder how many people, as they listen, understand how long your impact has been. You're a great promoter, and that's one of the things that makes you successful, but you can only promote something so long if it's not good or it doesn't work. The fact that you are good at what you do and it does work is really kind of fascinating. And all of the things that happen from the years that I've known you, all of the testimonials and that sort of thing, nothing beats the personal experience. And that's why so many people, I think, want to go to that museum. What is shocking is that you want to take everybody there yourself. you're allotting your time, but there's so much stuff in there. Are you finding yourself telling different stories depending on the different groups that come there, because you've had so many experiences?
Well, not really, Doug. When I do my tour, I've got it, you know, stations that I go around. I can't cover everything because I believe we got about 220 exhibits. So it takes me an hour and a half to do less than half of that. But I choose the very exciting ones. And it's interesting because if they're Americans that I talk about, the American exhibits like Edgar Mitchell, you know, the sixth man from the moon, I talk about Elvis Presley and so on. But today I want to ask you if you listened to me last time, because I asked you to watch a documentary on Netflix called The Tinder Swindler. Now, here is another famous Israeli who is much younger than I am. I probably could be his grandfather. But this guy, listen, this is an amazing documentary. And the reason I bring it up is because in the last month, I have received hundreds of emails from around the world from people who said, oh, we just saw your name on Netflix documentary, The Tinder Swindler, because there is a segment there where they look for someone in Israel on Google, and the guy's name who they were looking for was something like Uri Alon. And the minute you type in Uri, U-R-I, my name turns up. So this young man, He was arrested and charged in Israel for crime of theft, forgery, fraud, and cashing stolen checks. He was returned to Israel by the authorities, but he fled again under his new identity as Simon Leviev. Now, Leviev is a billionaire who has children, and if you say, oh, my name is Simon Leviev, or my name is Uri Leviev, they will immediately ask you, oh, hold on, are you the son of that billionaire, the Israeli billionaire? So by using the name Simon Leviev, this chap began using Tinder to match with women and trick them into loaning him money that would never, ever be repaid. So listen to this. He is now a celebrity. Every day he's on American television. He's on British television. He's on Israeli television. I think it's either ABC or NBC are doing a whole show with him. This is incredible. Okay, he's good looking and all that. But, you know, he fooled women into giving him money. So I urge you, watch Tinder Swindler and look out for my name. If you find my name, email me.
There are a lot of people who are watching that. It's a good warning. There are good stories there, but it's also a good warning as to the vagaries of this type of dating. It's the way a lot of people do it. Most people do it, make their connections that way these days. And, you know, I don't know, maybe you could go into that. One of the great services you could provide is figuring out whether a person connecting with another person makes a good match or not. I suppose there are a lot of people that are doing that sort of thing. But it really is amazing how the world has become such a weird place, so dependent on technology and these sorts of things, and they so easily lead to scams. So you want to be aware of that. Also be aware of Uri's contributions. The most recent book is called Use Your Psychic Powers to Have It All. You can also learn to douse with one of the books that's up there, but there are many, many books that you can find only on Amazon that are authored by Uri Geller, U-R-I-G-E-L-L-E-R. That's his website as well, urigeller.com. Lots of fascinating things from a fascinating human being. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.